Oil, gas, and coal industry lobbyists made their pitch in private meetings last week with dozens of state legislators at a summit of an industry finance conservative state policy group. The Washington Post reports the lobbyists and legislators considered several model bills to be introduced in state capitals next year to give states more power to block or delay new EPA rules, especially on climate change. American Farm Bureau's Paul Slagle says that could boost AFBS fight with EPA over the agency's proposed sweeping expansion of its waters jurisdiction.
The states who will be in the position of having to implement a lot of these things, particularly in the clean air arena, they're ones that are directly affected, and having their voice and a stronger seat at the table underscoring these problems is no question that's helpful.
It could also prove helpful on Capitol Hill, where Slagle says there's now a more receptive audience for Farm Bureau arguments against overregulation.
And I think you just saw Senator John Thune recently mentioning that trying to prevent the agency from moving forward with that proposed Waters of the U.S. regulation is a top priority for him. It has been for other people like Pat Roberts, who's the incoming chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and Jim Inhofe, who's the incoming chair of the Environment and Public Works Committee.
But he disputes those who argue for Waters of the U.S. and claim industry must be either for or against environmental protection. He argues for a balance instead.
You've seen reductions in agricultural nutrient use and nutrient runoff, huge reductions over the last several years and decades. So the farmers on the land are probably some of the best stewards. So to suggest that we are against environmental protection is just simply not the case.
Slagle said the issue is not for or against. It's how far Congress intended the agency to go in its rulemaking, and AFBF feels the Supreme Court's made it clear in two decisions the EPA's gone too far.